You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You have heard Alex say it.
You think I am like shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
The chemical atrazine, an endocrine-disrupting pesticide that leaches into our drinking water, is turning 1 in 10 adult male frogs into females, according to a nearly now 10-year-old study from Berkeley University.
These are guys who are applying it. They're out there picking it. Methyl bromide is a fumigant, something they pump into the soil. What are some of the other big ones, you guys?
Diazinon.
Some atrazine. This will all end up in the river that we're working in here.
Hayes is testing the effects of chemicals like atrazine, a common herbicide.
We have a whole family of animals where we've eliminated the female chromosome.
Specimen 01.
These animals that we know are genetic males have been exposed to atrazine for their entire life. And many of these genetic males now are turning into females.
But it's far worse than just flipping the script on your gender. Atrazine's herbicide counterpart, glyphosate, can give you terminal cancer. As just last year, USA Today reported, a jury ordered chemical giant Monsanto to pay $289 million to a school groundskeeper who got terminal cancer after using Roundup, one of the world's most popular weed killers.
The label's important because as a pest controller and as those guys out there in professional doing this, in the professional field of applying herbicides, it's a requirement to understand your label and to look at your label. It's very serious. There's a whole chapter on reading the label, how to read it, and what to look for. So if that was on the label, people can make an informed choice.
Meanwhile, a new study delving into the true amount of BPA affecting humanity reveals that the gender-bending chemical is far higher than first discovered. The Daily Mail reports, this study raises serious concerns about whether we've been careful enough about the safety of this chemical, according to Dr. Hunt, a corresponding author on the paper. What it comes down to is that the conclusions federal agencies have come to about how to regulate BPA may have been based on inaccurate measurements. Instead, she and her team devised a way to assess the metabolites themselves directly. What they found was alarming. Not only was the disparity between the indirect measure and their direct on as wide as 44-fold, the higher the level of BPA, the greater the gulf between their measure and the one used by the FDA was.
Canned foods are subject to the same level of inspection as fresh produce, meat, and dairy to ensure they're contaminant-free. And yet it's the cans themselves that worry a group of environmental organizations. They tested 21 food cans from major Canadian retailers. 18 of them contained BPA in their lining. BPA is an industrial chemical that prevents food spoilage in cans. Research has shown it may be linked to increased risk of cancers, obesity, and neurological problems in children, in part because bisphenol A is a known hormone disruptor.
A new study that had subjects handle store receipts showed BPA absorbed through the skin stays in the body much longer than ingested BPA. The studies had subjects handle common store receipts for 5 minutes, then wear gloves for 2 hours before washing their hands. BPA measurements in the subject's urine showed BPA levels highest for the first 2 days after handling the receipts. And remember, they only handled the receipt for 5 minutes.
It has never been more important to protect your family and yourself from the suppressed toxicity plaguing the human species. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find that report and many more like it at band.video. This is The David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight today. We'll be spending most of the day on impeachment and the IG report. I'll help break down what is in that report and what we can expect to come from it, as well as some reactions from top politicians, as well as some other news, but mostly in the U.S. today. It'll be a great show. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is the 10th of December, 2019, and the political world is aflutter with conflicting conspiracies. We have the IG report having been released yesterday, a 400-plus page report that many people have been combing through and finding some very interesting revelations. We'll be going through some of those today. We also have, of course, the articles of impeachment being filed. They maybe haven't decided exactly what those are going to be based on yet. We'll hear from some of the people pitching that particular idea later as well. So these are the two main themes for today's show, are the conflicting conspiracies of impeachment and the IG report. We also have some other domestic news. We're staying mostly in the U.S. today, and we have a lot of video clips to get to, and I will be taking your calls as well. Because that's one thing I find is that in a lot of cases, you know, what we need to be doing and what the most effective way to information gather is to do it in a decentralized fashion, and that's where the info warriors come in handy. I am no lawyer, thank God. And so going through this FISA report, this IG report, is a slog for me. But I have tried. If I'm being perfectly honest, I got 3 pages in last night. I got 3 pages in last night. But, you know, waking up at 4 a.m, I go to sleep at 7 p.m. So I didn't have that much time. But I've made many marks in these first 3 pages. And I think most of what you need to know about the IG report is included in these pages. And so we'll get sort of my breakdown, and then I'll be going through some much more well-informed people think about the IG report, and we won't have to rely on my sole discretion. But first, I want to hear what President Trump had to say about the IG report. Here he is from yesterday. This is President Trump having a candid reaction to the dishonest IG report.
And I was just briefed on it, and it's a disgrace what's happened with respect to the things that were done to our country. It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment.
I'm sorry, President Trump, to interrupt you, but just very quickly, how would you describe that little segment that you just saw? Because I think it was the Washington Post that described it. It was like disheveled and angry. President Trump rails, you know, haphazardly against the IG report. It's like, just wanna have a honest reaction here. President Trump seems very measured, but again, we're just, everything about this is the dichotomy, the disseparation between the two worldviews that we see embodied in our country, where you have the right wing, which basically President Trump is voicing the concerns of, where he's saying this is a disgrace, this is outrageous, it's replete with abuses of power, and it should not happen and or just shouldn't have happened and should not happen anymore. And that's one side. And the other side is this vindicates the FBI. This proves everything they were doing was correct. You know, President Trump needs to be impeached. They should have gotten him for Russia. It's just insane. But I just thought it was hilarious. Now, as you continue watching this clip, keep in mind that the way Washington Post described this was literally they called Trump disheveled. And they're just like, he's ranting like he's insane. There you go. Trump lashes out at FBI director in wake of Justice Department inspector's report. There was another headline where they literally called him disheveled. And it's like Trump is so always perfectly put together, just like never a hair out of place unless it's wafting in the wind from his helicopter, you know. But no, it's like. This is him just disheveled and insane. So let's go back to the disheveled and insane president of the United States.
It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse. So I'm going to get some very detailed briefings, but they are, it's a very sad day when I see that. Very sad day when a lot of people see that. They have known nothing. It was concocted. And you say what you want. That was a probably something that's never happened in the history of our country. Pam Bondi, I think you were able to look at some of the report and can address a little bit of it very well. If you might say a few words, I'd like to ask Kellyanne. I know you've looked at it also. Please.
So that was Trump's sort of off-the-cuff, candid remarks about first hearing about what was included in this Inspector General report. I imagine we can expect a more fully-fledged response from the White House later today. I know Kellyanne Conway is doing the rounds and putting their White House spin on it. But let's go directly to the IG FISA report itself, the executive summary. And to me, what stands out about this is it's the same playbook that you see in many situations. What it makes me think the most of is following a mass shooting. And then they give that first press conference, right? It's a big press conference where the FBI is there and they're going to explain to you what happens. What is the first thing that law enforcement is always quick to do? What is the first thing that they make sure the public knows? What happened? They come out and they say, yes, it's been a tragedy. We're very sorry. But we did great. We did everything perfectly. I want to make sure everybody knows that we're great. I want to make sure everybody knows that we did exactly what we are supposed to do and we're heroes and we're awesome. I just want everybody to know that, you know, after the 17 people died, we showed up and just, it was perfect. We were perfect. So I'm glad we have that down. Now we'll go on and talk about the tragedy, right? They always introduce it with, we're great. We're awesome. Don't worry. Everything is fantastic on our side. Sure, we showed up, you know, after it was all done and the perpetrator was just sitting there and we picked him up and everybody was dead already. And then we stood around by the paramedics, carted off the bodies, but it went perfectly to plan. You know, everything was executed perfectly. All of the departments integrated very well. We all had great communication and we're very proud of ourselves. Now let's discuss the massacre. And so this is sort of the same idea that I get from the IG report. And that's the overwhelming emphasis that I find from the OG reports. It just starts off with, look, we're great. We're awesome. We did everything right. But, you know, now we're going to talk about what exactly we did, you know, especially when it comes out with the OIG. We examined more than a million documents. You know, we conducted 170 interviews, 100 witnesses. Those witnesses include all these different people. You know, we're great. We did everything perfectly. But then it's the second paragraph of the entire IG report. There's one phrase. It's the last sentence of the first. I'm sorry, the last sentence of the second paragraph. And I think it really sums up why this is in many ways a pointless document. And it says, the decision to open Crossfire Hurricane, which of course is the name of the program used to spy on the Trump campaign, and four individual cases on current and former members of the Trump campaign, George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn, the early investigative steps taken, and whether the openings and early steps complied with department and FBI policies. And that's the important part. Complied with department and FBI policies. That's not what the American people are interested in. We don't care if it lived up to the bureaucratic strictures of, you know, this arcane game that the FBI plays. And this is what the FBI does. You know, I always talk about parallel construction. It's one of these things where they come up with evidence some other way in order to get the warrant, in order to find the stuff that they know is there, but they can't get through a legitimate warrant. Or, you know, if they're setting somebody up for, you know, like recently they have all these right-winger caught in a terrorist scam, and it turns out the kid is like autistic and barely functioning, and the FBI brings him in and is like, oh, you want to go bomb this place? And what do? They have to ask them three times, right? They have to go, are you sure? Kid's like, yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And they're like, but are you really sure? And he's like, yeah, yeah. But are you really sure? And they have to get those three times because that's what's required for it not to be entrapment. It's all these arcane kind of bureaucratic lines that they have to cross, and they have to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure everything works out just right. But they're still abusing power. They're still spying on Americans. They're still interrupting and interfering with the political campaign. We don't care that they followed their own guidelines on how to abuse you correctly, but that's what this report is all about. We did it correctly.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant cyber week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements, get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Finally starting to feel like Christmas season here in Austin. Yesterday I was walking my dog in shorts and a t-shirt, and today it's like freezing and rainy and not pleasant, but starting to finally feel like the season. So maybe that's a good thing. All right, so we're talking about this Investigator General report. I'm just going to sort of go through some of this executive summary that is at the beginning that sort of summarizes everything that is included in the report. I'll point out some interesting facts about that. So this is under the heading, the opening of Crossfire Hurricane and four related investigations and early investigative steps. So this really is where it explains the initiation of the probe against President Trump's campaign. And let me see. You know, again, they actually explicitly discuss how they are not, and I mentioned it last time, how really what they were looking about is whether this investigation complied with department and FBI policies. And it explicitly details how FBI and department policies do not have any emphasis or any requirement to contain themselves within things like, say, the First Amendment or any other constitutionally protected activity. It actually says that verbatim. I'll get to that. So this is the opening of Crossfire Hurricane and the four related investigations. It says, quote, as we describe in Chapter 3 of the IG report, the FBI opened Crossfire Hurricane. I feel like we need like a sound effect. Every time I say Crossfire Hurricane, I want to hear it in like a booming voice. Crossfire Hurricane. These people are such losers in the FBI, but here we go. On July 31st, 2016, just days after the receipt of information from a friendly foreign government, reporting that in May 2016, during a meeting with the FFG, friendly foreign government, then Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, quote, suggested the Trump team had received some kind of suggestion from Russia that it could assist with the process of anonymous release of information during the campaign that would be damaging to Ms. Clinton, parentheses, and President Obama. So this sentence, first of all, they don't say who the friendly foreign government is. My first response was, is it the palace? Is it the palace? Is the palace meddling again? You remember when ABC had the groundbreaking bombshell, potentially life-saving, rape-preventing interviews with Epstein victims, they were stopped by the palace. The palace said no. Maybe the FBI really wanted that Kate and Will interview, and the palace just said, look, if you don't investigate Trump, you're not getting that interview. I'm joking. And actually, the Washington Post claims that it was an Australian diplomat. That would be the friendly foreign government. I'd say that's probably a pretty good guess. No matter what, it would be one of the countries, that is, countries that are agreed to and have an alliance in which we share intelligence information, meaning that if the U.S. is prevented from spying on one of our own citizens by constitutional protections, we can simply go to the U.K. and say, hey, have you been spying on this person? Maybe we can get the information from you rather than having to go through our courts. So they go to this foreign-friendly government, and they're told again, quote, George Papadopoulos suggested the Trump team had received some kind of suggestion from Russia that it could assist with the process of anonymous release of information. So this is the initial spark that lights the fire. Well, my question is pretty simple. It's not a question, really. It's an assertion that none of this would be an issue. None of this would be a problem. None of this would even be possible to have occurred if Hillary Clinton didn't have an illegal server. If she didn't have an unsecured, hidden, secret server in her bathroom that could easily be accessed by hackers from around the world and foreign governments such as Russia, if she had never been engaged in illicit and illegal and corrupt activities and felt the need to cover her butt by avoiding, discovery strictures, you know, if you are on the government server, they can find everything that you're doing. The reason she had her own server was to avoid oversight, was to avoid scrutiny, because she was up to no good, because she was doing stuff that she didn't want other people to poke their nose into. So if she hadn't been engaged in illegal activity, felt the need to have her own server, had that server be unsecured, have it be able to be hacked, have that information be out there and able to, affect the world or bring about shame to the United States or whatever it is, then none of this would be a problem. So if we're really looking at what the initial, issue is here, it's that Secretary of State Clinton had an unsecured, private, illegal server that was easily accessible by foreign governments. So that's one of the big sort of unspoken issues here, that this never would have been an issue or a problem or even a topic of conversation if it weren't for Hillary Clinton's illegality. But we're just going to skip right over that. Yeah, we'll give that a little shrug. Yeah, we'll give you, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's out there already. So this is where it starts, is that you have this foreign government saying that, look, George Papadopoulos, who's foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, suggests that maybe they could help. So he doesn't even say, they don't even claim that Trump's campaign did anything. They didn't even, nothing like that. All they said was that one of their people told another, Russia said they wanted to help us. Like, we don't know if it was him saying, and that's great, if it was him just, pushing it as if that was something they'd want to do. But here's the real question is, say you are in the FBI and you actually really want, hold on. can we try this? This is just got a note from the crew and I think we're ready for it. The name of the investigation that the FBI launched was called Crossfire Hurricane. Awesome. That was perfect. Keep your finger on that button, boys. All right. Sorry. We're allowed to have a little bit of fun here, right, as we discuss the collapse of our country under the secret fascistic machinations of spy agencies. That's fine. We can have a couple laughs with this. But say you're in the FBI and you get this information that George Papadopoulos describes to your friendly foreign government. If you were actually wanting to just protect the United States, if you actually wanted to prevent foreign governments from interfering, wouldn't you just bring Papadopoulos in? Is this not the obvious thing? Is this not the thing that everybody seems to be missing? That it's like, well, but they thought they had a legitimate reason to start spying and investigating. No. If you are legitimately trying to protect the United States and our interests, and you're trying to prevent the, interference from Russia and these other countries, and you find out that Russia, not the campaign, is not doing stuff illegal, but Russia has come to one of the campaigns, wouldn't you just go to that campaign? Wouldn't you just pull in George Papadopoulos and go, look, you told the Australian government that Russia had come and talked to y'all. We're interested in this. We think this might actually be a problem. You know, we should work together and figure this out. Wouldn't that be the first thing that you would want to do if you were acting in a legitimate fashion, if you were actually trying to solve the legitimate problem of Russia or a foreign government threatening to mess with the American election? That's what I would do. But that's not what they did. That's not what they did. We'll tell you what they did on the other side.
Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all.
My fellow Americans, many of you will have been following the impeachment proceedings brought against me by the Democrats. This political witch hunt is tearing our country apart, and not in a good way. While I truly believe that I'm completely innocent of all charges, I have nonetheless decided to make the following announcement. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What you just heard was not President Trump. It was a deep fake that just went live on the internet yesterday. President Trump did not say
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Now, the audio can fool you, but the video really does. Tune in to us. We'll tell you what's real and what's fake. When it's mainstream media that famously has been caught doing thousands of deep fakes, like ABC and the supposed Kurd attack footage that was really Knob Creek machine gun shootout, or stuff that Megyn Kelly has done to me with deepfakes. These people are sick. InfoWars has the history of exposing deepfakes, not being involved in them.
Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better. And that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season then to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It's the 10th of December, 2019, and we're slogging our way through this executive summary. You know, in the next hour, I'll probably stick with the executive, or the IG report, rather, for the remainder of this hour, and we'll be getting into some of the highlights that we can find and some of the statements that have come out from people like Representative Collins, as well as the White House and others. And then we'll get into more back into the impeachment. Of course, one of the biggest stories yesterday was Owen Schroyer interrupting the impeachment proceedings to protest. That, of course, was one of the top stories around the world, and we'll discuss what many people had to say about that. I don't think it'll surprise you that the mainstream media was not happy or entertained by what Owen had done, and wasted no time in slandering and lying about him. So we'll get into that. That's a little bit interesting. But one of the clips I'll be playing when we discuss the impeachment proceedings, a couple of the clips actually are going to have to do with this Democratic council that they have, and Matt Gaetz really grilling him and Doug Collins really grilling him. And one of the things that we'll point out when we discuss, when we watch these videos is the lawyer speak, the inhuman, the robotic way that liars have to speak and that dishonest people have to speak, right? And any time, you know, if you were to just ask me, like, did you steal the cookie from the cookie jar? I'd be like, no. But if you ask, you know, a Democrat, did you steal the cookie from the cookie jar? Well, there were certainly cookies removed at some time in the past. But as to whether or not that removal was sanctioned by the correct policies by which we apply the cookie jar metric to, and it's like, okay, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a scumbag. You're a sleazeball lawyer from New York. So this is... It's sort of a running theme throughout today's show is the scumbag, sleazy, bureaucratic nonsense that is the grease that keeps the motor of state running, I suppose you could say. And so we'll get to that in the next hour. We'll show you those videos and we'll make fun of the lawyers. Don't worry, that'll be fun. But now we're going to stick to this bureaucratic hogwash, aka the IG, Inspector General Report. So. Right. They get this report that Papadopoulos is, that Papadopoulos has said to a different government, that Russia has said to the Trump campaign that we want to help you. And so their immediate response is, let's start spying on the Trump campaign. That's the obvious result, right? Not let's prevent this from happening, right? If they're really worried, look, the Russians are going to try to influence the election and they're really worried like, oh, the Trump campaign is like either too dumb or like literally treasonous, they're going to do this. If you actually wanted to prevent that, you would interview George Papadopoulos. You would bring in members of the Trump campaign and go, look, you need to tell us if Russia comes to you about stuff. You need to let us know if this type of thing happens. Because I wouldn't necessarily do that. I mean, if I was working in a campaign and Russia was like, hey, we want to help you. And we're just like, okay, go away. You know, like you don't necessarily immediately run to the FBI and are like, oh, help us, you know, and save us. You might not even know that's wrong. You might just be yet another sort of offer. You know, this is in the midst of a campaign. This is directly following the RNC. So the, Trump is now the actual, selected candidate for the Republican Party. Everything shifts into high gear. Everything's going crazy. You got people approaching him from all over the place. You know, the actions of a legitimate law enforcement and national security operation would have been to make contact with the Trump campaign. It also would have been to punish Hillary Clinton for putting us in this mess by having her unsecured server in the first place. But no, she gets off. She's forgiven. She's let go. She's just the one that put this ball in motion. She's the one that rolled this snowball down the hill. And she's up there laughing, cackling like the witch that she is while the Trump campaign gets knocked out because of it. So they say, keep your finger on that button, guys. They say, we did not find information in FBI or Department ECs, that's electronic communications, emails, or other documents, or through witness testimony indicating that any information other than the FFG information was relied upon to predicate the opening of Crossfire Hurricane. Although not mentioned in the EC at the time, FBI officials involved in the opening of the investigation had reason to believe that Russia may have been connected to WikiLeaks disclosures that occurred in earlier July 16, 2016. So really what they should have done was gone to the Trump campaign and said, okay, yeah, look, you're going to play along with Russia. You know, if they really wanted to catch Russia, this is what they would have done. They would have gone to the Trump campaign and say, you're going to play along with Russia. You're going to say, yeah, help us release it. Hey, you know, how'd you get this information? Maybe they can get that connection to WikiLeaks. Like, they would have done that. They were not interested in that. They were not interested in preventing Russia from, messing with the election. They were not interested in stopping the dissemination of the information. They were interested in getting Trump. So this was the excuse that they were handed. But that's basically one of the main conclusions of the IG report, is that the Steele reports played no role in the opening of Crossfire Hurricane. All right, so Crossfire Hurricane was opened in August 2016 to spy on Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn, all of whom were affiliated with the Trump campaign at the time the cases were opened. So then it takes a little detour, and it says, as detailed in Chapter 2, the AG's guidelines for domestic operations and the FBI's domestic investigation operations guide both require that FBI investigations be undertaken for a quote, authorized purpose. That is to, quote, detect, obtain information about, or prevent, or protect against the federal crimes or threats to the national security, or to collect foreign intelligence. Additionally, both the AG guidelines and the DIOG permit the FBI to conduct an investigation, even if it might impact First Amendment or other constitutionally protected activities, so long as there is some legitimate law enforcement purpose associated with the investigation. So what did that just say? It says, the guidelines, the remember in the beginning, what is the purpose of this investigation? To make sure that they go along FBI and department guidelines. Well, those guidelines say it's totally fine to just run roughshod over the First Amendment or any other constitutionally protected activity, which I guess in this case is running for president. I guess it's okay if it affects that too, as long as they can pretend that there's a legitimate concern. And in fact, this is the defined circumstances by which an articulatable factual basis would reasonably indicate that the FBI should get involved. Are you ready for this? So this is, you're like, well, can I spy on this person? I'm like, only if it's an activity constituting a federal crime or a threat to national security that has or may have occurred or is or may be occurring, will or may occur, and the investigation may obtain information relating to the activity or the individual or the role of a group or an organization in such activity. So anything. So I think I'm pretty sure that means anything. It's like, well, it has to be a crime that has happened or hasn't happened or might happen or maybe could have happened or didn't happen. It has to be a crime that might not even exist. It's like, okay, but they're sticking to this very stringent guidelines that say, look, you can run roughshod over the Constitution as long as maybe something might have happened eventually, right? They say, quote, as we describe in the report, all of the investigative actions taken by the Crossfire Hurricane team from the date the case was opened on July 31st until October 21st, the date of the first FISA order, would have been permitted whether the case was opened as a preliminary or full investigation. And they discuss whether or not, or, you know, what is able to be done, whether it is an investigation or a full investigation or a preliminary investigation. So in full investigations, all lawful investigative methods are allowed. Period. That's it. All of them. All lawful investigative methods are allowed. In preliminary, all of them are allowed except for mail opening, physical searches, and electronic surveillance requiring a judge, a FISA warrant. So basically, if it's a preliminary investigation, they can do whatever they want except for the things that require a FISA court judge. What do you think they got? What do you think they got? We'll get into the FISA court and more breakdowns on the other side.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. And there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. And there's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out of the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks. First hour of The David Knight Show is winding down, and we've arrived at page three of the IG report. I told you it takes forever to slog through this, and I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number out. Give me a call. If you want to call about the IG report, that's what we'll mainly be taking calls about. But any other information you need to get out to the American people, please do call in. The number is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. And we'll take your calls and get back to the IG report in the next hour. Once we take a little detour into the world of impeachment, we're going to take a nice, long, casual drive through the impeachment shenanigans. Of course, the Democrats have filed two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. The articles from the Daily Mail, of course, you can find it at InfoWars.com. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com that we have a brand new sale. It's the 12 Days of Christmas sale, and it's how you support everything that we do here. That's from everything from this unbiased breakdown of the IG report to up-to-the-minute reporting from people like Owen Schroyer in Washington, D.C., of course, making headlines there yesterday. And you can see, we'll talk about that next hour, how the mainstream media has reacted in fury and anger that something like InfoWars still exists, that we're still able to go out there and break into the real world and smash through the walls of the matrix and bring some truth to the world of lies. So they're still very angry about that. So do your part. Piss off the mainstream media. You know, stick your thumb in the eye of no in particular person, but just the government as a whole, and go to InfoWarsStore.com and help to support everything that we do here. We are not going to be around if we don't have our audience supporting us. That is the God's honest truth. We don't have billionaires in the wings waiting to fill our coffers. We rely on our audience, and we hope that we give you what you expect from us and that we entertain and inform you enough. And if we do, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take up to 75% off with the 12 days of Christmas sale, 60% off BrainForce Plus, which remains one of our most powerful and popular products available in the InfoWars lifeline. But you also have 50% off things like Super Blue Toothpaste and Super Silver Wound Gel, some just fantastic sort of first aid and toiletry items that you need to buy anyway. So please just shop with the good guys. And folks, Christmas time's the time to do it, because everybody needs gifts. And you know, if you have people in your life that maybe they don't like InfoWars, maybe they think we're a bunch of Nazi, fascist, racist, whatevers, because they believe the mainstream media, and they also think that we sell snake oil. Well, you know what you need to do is start buying them some product. They'll take the product. They'll be like, this is incredible. Where did you get this? And you'll be like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about where I got it. Just keep taking your Supermail Vitality. Keep feeling the energy. Keep feeling the your brain working at maximum capacity. Keep taking the fish oil. Keep taking the krill oil. You know, go out camping with some of the survival gear. Have your the air in your house be fresh and breathable with the air filter there, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which I have like three of. I have one in my office, another in my house, and a third in my house, because it's great to keep one by the old kitty litter box to prevent smells from creeping out of the laundry room. So it's only $200 right now, which is $80 off, and really makes a fantastic gift that, you know, people will see it and they'll think, I've seen these. These cost like $500. Oh my God, you're so generous. And you will secretly have known that not only did you pay less than half of that, you got it from the good guys, and you're helping support the InfoWar as you do it. So Christmas time is around the corner. Give yourself a gift and give us a gift as well, and we really do appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. InfoWarsStore.com. Phone lines already filling up. We'll get to those calls very shortly. I just want to finish off here with this executive summary, and then we'll move on to the some of the breakdowns from places like Reason.com, as well as statements from people like Collins, as well as U.S. Attorney John Dunham, who's put out a response. And, of course, he's involved in his own investigation, which we can all hold our breaths for. And that's one of the other things about, you know, InfoWars. It's like we always get shade thrown at us by basically any new movement that comes up tries to bring down InfoWars on the way up, right? The Q movement says that we're controlled and that we're whatever. And they say, just wait for the plan, just wait for the plan, just wait for the plan, wait for the plan, wait for the plan. Okay, how'd that work out for you? Is this the plan? Is this what we've been waiting for? Is this it? Is this what we've been trusting you about? And all these moves, they have to try to bring down InfoWars as they come up, and yet time and time again, they fall to the wayside. They're proven to be ineffective or, you know, based on flawed premises, and, we ever move forward because we're not distracted. We don't promise things that we don't deliver. We do very simple things. We focus on liberty. We promote human liberty and human freedom, happiness, and love for all mankind. Across all the spectrums, any race, color, or creed, we want you to be free from tyranny and oppression, especially the tyranny of the mind. So that's what we're all about. And sticking to that principle, we've been able to be incredibly successful and outlive all of these flash-in-the-pan sort of movements that have come up. And it's because we focus on this stuff, and it's because you, the audience, recognizes that, supports us, and helps us to achieve what we have so far. So just a big thank you to everybody. This part is very interesting. The AG guidelines, DIOG, do not provide heightened prediction standards for sensitive matters. And also says that, the IG says, we were concerned to find that neither the AG guidelines or the department guidelines contain a provision requiring department consultation before opening an investigation such as the one here involving the alleged conduct of individuals associated with a major party presidential campaign. So no different. They treat it it's exactly the same. I mean, it is different because the investigation wouldn't have been launched if it wasn't for a policy advisor to the Trump campaign making statements about Russia, right? So it started because the FBI was treating these individuals with a heightened sense of scrutiny because they're a part of a presidential campaign. Yet the way the FBI treats the investigation is not altered because it's a presidential campaign. They treat it as if it's a regular person, if not more intensive, more scrutiny, more invasive, the way that the FBI has investigated the Trump campaign. And then it goes on to basically state that he says, you know, in an earlier review, we found that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok exchanged these biased these text messages that would hint about a bias that they held. But they say Lisa Page did not play a role in the decision to open Crossfire Hurricane or the four individual cases. We further found that while Strzok was directly involved in the decision to open Crossfire Hurricane and the four individual cases, he was not the sole or even the highest level decision maker as to any of these matters. And see, this is why we call it a deep state. This is why we protest against the awesome and really unlimited power of the U.S. spy state. And it's strictly because the whole point of the U.S. government is that it is answerable to the American people. The American people must and by rights have an oversight of the activities of their government. And so it's a little bit frustrating, I would say, when you have these incredibly powerful organizations interfering with the elections, messing with presidential candidates, and yet when we ask, who was it that did this? Who was it that authorized this? All we get are FBI officials. All we get are friendly foreign governments. All we get are these anonymized titles, these anonymized denominations that really don't give us any information whatsoever. So let's go now to this statement by U.S. Attorney John Dunham, who, again, is conducting his own investigation into these activities. And that's what everybody's saying as well. This just, the IG report lays the groundwork, but it's Dunham's report that's really going to blow the lid off everything. Okay, I will be holding my breath. Statement from U.S. Attorney John H. Dunham. Quote, I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. Whoo. Is it really this early? I can't read until noon. However, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., based on the evidence collected to date. And while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to the predication and how the FBI case was open. And so this is basically a direct response to the fact that the OIG and the Inspector General report specifically says we only investigated evidence that was provided by the FBI. They did not seek to corroborate that evidence. They didn't seek to find evidence from outside the FBI. They stayed strictly within what the FBI gave them, which means this report is incomplete.
It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air where almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time as true 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow Americans, many of you will have been following the impeachment proceedings brought against me by the Democrats. This political witch hunt is tearing our country apart, and not in a good way. While I truly believe that I'm completely innocent of all charges, I have nonetheless decided to make the following announcement. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What you just heard was not President Trump. It was a deep fake that just went live on the internet yesterday. President Trump did not say
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Now, the audio can fool you, but the video really does. Tune in to us. We'll tell you what's real and what's fake when it's mainstream media that famously has been caught doing thousands of deep fakes, like ABC and the supposed Kurd attack footage that was really Knob Creek machine gun shootout, or stuff that Megyn Kelly has done to me with deep fakes. These people are sick. InfoWars has the history of exposing deep fakes, not being involved in them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Warning. Warning. The following information has not been approved by the Trust and Safety Council. Viewing or disseminating this content may result in a reduction of your social score. This change will be instant and permanent and cannot be appealed. If this material was sent to you by private message or posted on the public page, click the report button or call the U.S. hate crime hotline to alert the authorities. Your biometric information, including heartbeat and facial expression, may be recorded by your device while viewing this broadcast. This message brought to you by the Independent Oversight Board.
It's a scam.
Did it get hot? I got a lot of, I got hairy legs.
Sometimes they're beginning to buy the conspiracy theories.
America is awake!
What about microchipping your child?
Give me a f***ing gun, I'll shoot you!
I would f***ing die for Trump 2020. I would die for him.
Are so effective because they don't have to be false. It can be true information, but it's misallocated.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. The second hour has begun. That was a little intro I made for my own little pet project show, Off Limits News, which you can find at offlimits.news. I just think it's fun to go through and pull all the videos from about a month or so and just put them together in sort of a cacophonous montage of insanity. And yes, pretty much all of those videos are from the month of November, and maybe a few of October as well. But it really is astonishing just how much insanity happens around the world every single day. It's nearly impossible to keep up. Let me give you a couple other headlines here before we go to break, and then we'll come back with your calls, and we're going to talk about impeachment. Of course, impeachment is going forward. The House Democrats have announced two articles of impeachment today. The two articles are predicated on abuse of power and obstruction of justice, which, I'm looking for high crimes and misdemeanors here, but all I'm seeing are abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Weird. But they're pushing towards historic votes over changes. He corrupted the U.S. election process and endangered national security. And I'll show you some clips from people like Jerry Nadler that really exposed just how vapid and empty these claims are. This is political madness, which is exactly what Trump tweeted. Trump tweeted ahead of the announcement that impeaching a president with a Trumper like his would be sheer political madness. That's exactly what it is. The bar is treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, none of which have been proven or even, you know, realistically or convincingly put forward by the Democrats. We'll go to some of the impeachment, some of the clips from yesterday's impeachment hearings. We'll go to your calls and hear what you think about impeachment. We have Dan in Oregon and Floyd in Virginia want to talk about impeachment. We'll go to you as well, and we'll hear about this nonsense that Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler are, and I'm also going to make fun of their physical appearance, so be ready for that. We're going to just absolutely mock the physical appearance of the Democrats just as a little cherry on top of mocking their intellect. So it'll be great. It'll be fun.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the heart of the revolution, to the headquarters of human liberty worldwide. We are here at the InfoWars headquarters in Central Texas Command Center. My name is Harrison Smith, and I'm sitting in for David Knight this week as he enjoys a well-deserved vacation. Perhaps not a well-timed one. I mean, this is where we need David Knight's austere and intellectual breakdown of the documents that we're seeing. But you know what's more important than that? His survival and his well-being. And if you remember, we actually began this year in January with David Knight having a heart attack out of nowhere. It was tragic and unfortunate and unexpected, and I had to sort of sit in for the David Knight Show as an emergency. So I'm happy now. We started the year that way. I'm happy that we're ending the year with David Knight in good health, in good spirits, and doing well and enjoying his vacation. And I just hope to fill his shoes as we sit here today. Of course, I'm not sure David Knight would ever mercilessly mock Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler for their sheer physical repulsion that I feel. So maybe we'll be a little more lowbrow than normal, but it's just the way I roll, baby. Okay, so the House Democrats have announced two articles of impeachment today. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, flanked by the chairman of the Impeachment Inquiry Committee, stood at the Capitol in what she called a solemn act. So we have this picture of these specimen, these creatures. We have Nancy Pelosi, whose face is being literally held on with safety pins, which cannot be healthy. The Botox and the plastic surgery is pinning her face back like some sort of vampire bat. We have Nancy Pelosi, who some sort of James Brown version of a fish monster. Jerry Nadler is not human colored. I don't know if we're worried about this, but his skin is on the grayscale scale. So, you know, maybe he needs to get a little bit more sun. Of course, he was passing out and shaking not too long ago. So, you know, maybe the demons are trying to get out of his body or get in. We're not sure about where exactly the demons reside. And then, of course, Adam Schiff looks like a a marionette that somebody got a little bit too happy with the wax on. He's an overwaxed marionette. He's an overwaxed doll face sort of gentleman with a neck as thick as a pencil. So these are the specimen that we're dealing with here. These are the ones that rule over you. These are the people that exercise complete dictatorial power over the United States and run roughshod over any rules of decorum or house behavior that impedes their ability to just ruthlessly enact their own ideologically extreme activities. So there she is, flanked by the chairman in what she calls a very solemn act. Can you feel the solemnity oozing out of her? Voting is expected in a matter of days in the Judiciary Committee and by Christmas in the full House. Quote, he endangers our democracy. He endangers our national security, said Representative Gerard Nadler, Democrat, Atlantic Ocean. Because he's a whale. The Judiciary Committee announcing the charges before a portrait of George Washington, who the portrait started to cry. That's the weirdest part. You didn't know portraits could cry, but there it was. Our next election is at risk. This is why we must act now. Well, that's kind of an interesting sentence, isn't it? Our next election is at risk. That's why we must act now. That's not what impeachments are for, jackass. Is this confusing to people? Is this, are we not sure about why the Democrats are doing this or whether or not this is a legitimate impeachment proceedings? Or are we just going to believe the bullcrap that they say? Yes, they are acting now because they know they're going to lose the 2020 election. They're acting now because they have run out of excuses and run out of ways to resist Trump in a legitimate fashion. They have to impeach him under whatever, you know, ideas that they have that don't make any sense and mean nothing. Guys, can we try to find, I'd like to have this video of Nancy Pelosi announcing this so we can show people. So if we can get that soon. But first I want to go to this clip from yesterday. This is Jerry Nadler on MSNBC talking about impeachment and sort of accidentally revealing once again the true impetus behind the impeachment proceedings. Here's Jerry Nadler on MSNBC.
Potential allegation is that the president put himself above his country several times, that he sought foreign interference in our elections several times, both for 2016 and 2020, that he sought to cover it up all the time, and that he continually violated his oath of office, and that all this presents a pattern that poses a real and present danger to the integrity of the next election, which is one reason why we can't just wait for the next election to settle matters. We have to go forward with considering articles of impeachment because of the threat that his pattern of conduct poses to the election itself.
I have to say, as you're talking about this, you keep bringing up the 2016 election and Russia. It certainly sounds to me like you want that to be included going forward.
Well, I wouldn't draw any conclusions. It is part of the pattern, which is why I bring it up.
It is just what I just said. I mean, I did just say it, so, but I wouldn't listen to what I'm saying.
Sure,
yeah, we can pull this down. I think it's pretty obvious right there. If I am sending somebody to jail and somebody says, what did he do? I can simply say he killed a man. That's what he did. There's the crime. There's the high crime. There's the misdemeanor. He killed a man. He robbed a store. Whatever he did, that's the crime. That's what you're punished for. Can you imagine trying to take somebody to court to the police officers arrest him? And what did they do, sir? And it's like, well, it's a pattern of, potential. We're worried that, in a year, the integrity of his security is going to be, no, it's bullcrap. That's not what impeachment is for. This is the abuse of power, right? Once again, it's like the Democrats, you give them anything and they abuse it. Women, power, goodwill, amnesty, any of these things, anything that the Democrats get their hands on that is an expression of goodwill and trust and, whatever it is from the American people, you just, they take it and they abuse it. They abuse it. They abuse it. They abuse it. So Impeachment, very important, very serious. It should be solemn. It should be reserved for the most extreme and outrageous behavior of the American president, just absolutely abusing his power in a flagrant and obvious way. But no. Now it's just because we're worried about next year. We're worried about the election next year. That is what they're worried about. How long are these articles of impeachment video? 2 minutes. All right. So we don't quite have time for that right now, but we will get to it at the other side of the short commercial break. Before then, I don't want to make people go too fast. So we'll take your calls and we'll go to the video of Nadler introducing these two articles of impeachment on the other side. But we have a short video here and we'll play some more clips. Let's go to clip 14. This is from yesterday. This is Representative Collins questioning the Democratic Council and Matt Gaetz interrupting to lay down the law. This is an amazing clip. Let's play this now.
We're already not answering questions, and you are here without a pen because your chairman will not testify. That says all we need to hear. He don't even stand behind his own report, and he sends you. I hope it works out for you. I'm done. At this point, I turn it over to Ashley.
Could I respond? Are you trying to say that what are you trying to say? What is the implication here? But by the way, I didn't give anything close to $1 million remotely, so I don't know.
The implication is we want Schiff in that chair, not you. The implication is the person that wrote the report is the person that should come and present it, and you weren't elected by anybody, and you're here giving this testimony in place of the chairman. I hope that clears up the implication.
The gentleman does not have the time, and the gentleman has been warned before. He cannot simply yell out and disrupt the committee. The gentleman, Mr. Collins, has the time.
Please. I think you understand exactly what you did. And I called it out for just the way you did. You thought you were going to get by with it, and you didn't.
I love it. I love it. Collins laying down the law in that southern accent and Matt Gaetz running roughshod over the banging of the gavel. I'm so impressed. We'll be right back.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I gotta talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand and, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally $1 a day and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce. So thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com. Then help us spread the word. Let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the one ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're back, folks. We're going to waste no time in getting to this video of just minutes ago. Representative Nadler announcing the articles of impeachment, and then we go directly out to your call. So here he is earlier today, the Penguin from the Batman series, announcing articles of impeachment.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee
Pause it. Don't bring it down. I want to just take a moment. I'm not going to be able to pay attention to the words if I don't have at least one moment to discuss what we're seeing on screen. Can y'all bring it back up? Folks, if you're a radio listener, just count your blessings. just be glad that you're not seeing what we're seeing. Oh, okay. All right. I just had to laugh at their faces. Okay. Now let's go back and try to pay attention to the words.
Articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited
President Trump did
in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry.
Is this guy wandering in the background?
This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president who declares himself above the American people and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against
and
threats
Representative
to our
Dolly Parton's ugly sister,
is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear. No one, not even the president, is above the law.
Okay. Great. I mean, I'm sorry if I can't take this seriously, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, one of the reasons I don't take it seriously is this article here. Thanks, impeachment. Trump now beating every Democrat in three battleground states. So, I mean, the impeachment charade, the fraud, is so obvious. It's increasing Trump's likability. It's increasing the awareness of regular people out in America just how fraudulent and corrupt and illegitimate the Democratic Party is. So keep it up. Keep being idiots, nonsensical fools, and I'll keep laughing at you. All right, let's go out to the phone calls here. I want to go to, is that Dan in Oregon? Wants to talk about impeachment. Dan, what are your thoughts are on impeachment now that the articles have been laid forth?
Well, first off, there's that catchphrase again. Nobody is above the law except for Democrats or whoever hates Trump, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And well, and he also says obstruction of Congress, which it's like Congress is trying to obstruct you and you're obstructing us from obstructing you. It's all nonsense.
Exactly.
But yeah. Above the law.
Total nonsense. But I'm thinking that the most Luciferian thing that they could possibly do is push this impeachment debacle to the Senate, have a very short period of discussion, and then do 1913 Federal Reserve Act Trump in this impeachment, have a handful of people that we know we can't trust essentially vote on the articles impeachment during the Christmas break session of Congress.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, they say they're trying to get it done before Christmas. I don't know. I mean, the other thing about the Senate is that, Mitch McConnell could either push it through very quickly and, you know, if he just knows that there is no, that the votes aren't there, you can just push it through and just kill it in the Senate and then we can be done with it. And then the Democrats can start some sort of new impeachment theory with some sort of new fabricated evidence that they get from the CIA next year, you know, so that's a possibility. The other possibility is that it gets held up in the Senate and people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are pulled off of the campaign trail as they're required to sit in the Senate chambers and discuss impeachment. So a lot of political machinations going on, but I think you're right that we can't underestimate the Luciferian aspect and the symbolic, calendar that they might be going by. It's very interesting.
To take away our vote right during Christmas time, during the celebration of the birth of the Prince of Peace. Sounds like, I mean, I just definitely don't put it past them. Thanks for everything that you guys do, and I will never use another toothpaste again.
You're darn right. Nothing but super blue. Thanks so much for the call, Dan. Great stuff. Let's go to Floyd in Virginia. Floyd in Virginia has heard the impeachment announcement and has a thing or two to say. What do you got for me, Floyd?
It was like watching a episode of Sesame Street this morning. The way those people, as soon as the TV cameras turned on, all of them were giggling at one another. It was like watching an episode of Sesame Street. They're all puppets.
I know he looks like the Count, but that's Jerry Nadler. That really is Jerry Nadler. Two articles of impeachment. Freaking Sesame Street.
We need as patriots, we need to stand up to this incredible BS that is happening in our country right now. We need to stand up as patriots and we need to tell these people, they can't get away with this. This is insane.
Yep.
We had a president, the last president who was impeached, he raped an intern. That was impeachable, and he lied to Congress.
Yeah, blatantly.
And we have a president who's looking out for the American people, and they're trying to impeach him only because he's Donald Trump.
Right, right. And this
all
is what,
voted for him.
Yep, and this is the issue with having to deal with this all in real time is – especially people that aren't involved in this a lot and aren't able to take this, the bird's eye view of the situation, it can seem very confusing and muddled and just like, this happened and then this happened and now impeachment's happening, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, they just get wrapped up in it and they roll with it. But if you take a step back and actually look at what's happening, you see things like Floyd in Virginia is recognizing where it's like, now wait, all these other presidents have done all this other stuff. And there wasn't a peep. And President Trump is doing all of this great stuff and he's standing up against all of these evil people. And yet he's the one that they insist on impeaching. And then you can cast your mind back to those foggy long ago days of the beginning of this year when the Democrats were talking about impeachment, when nothing that they're currently pushing was even on the table. So it shows the absurdity, it shows the falsity of these entire proceedings. And the other thing Floyd mentions that I completely agree with, You need to pressure people. Pressure your congressman. Pressure your senator. Tell them, we don't want impeachment. You will not be reelected if you go for impeachments. Tell them, I'm a Democrat. I'm in your area, your district, and I will not vote for you if you vote for impeachment. We're sick of it. We don't want it anymore. We know what you're up to. Vote no or get voted out of office. That's what they need to know.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWars. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar. Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Keeping the First Amendment alive, like the flame of civilization that it is enlightening the world. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. So much to say. We got Owen Schroyer in D.C. making a splash, making a mess of things, speaking for so many Americans when he stands up and shouts down Jerry Nadler in there. David Knight is on vacation tomorrow. I actually won't be here, but my good friend Tony Artaburn, will be in studio. He's a host, a radio host in San Antonio, personal friend, great guy, and, you all will very much enjoy him sitting in for David, I guarantee it. And I will be sleeping in, thankfully. And of course, Savannah Hernandez, is taking over for Owen Schroyer on the War Room this week. She's doing a great job. One of the first times she's taken on this responsibility, and she's absolutely killing it. And, of course, Alex Jones in the 11 o'clock hour to bring you the real breakdown, the great interviews that you expect. You know, we can make jokes about the impeachment. We can laugh at them. We can mock them mercilessly, and we do, and it's fun. But make no mistake, this is deadly serious. This is the overthrow of a duly elected president by elements of the deep state in collusion with the corrupt evil leaders of the Democratic Party. This is deadly serious. This is a do or die, in the crucible moment for the American nation, the American experience, and experiment. So this is, you know, again, we can laugh at it. We can bring some levity to it and appreciate the absurdity of it. But at the same time, I don't want, to make people think that I am, taking it more lightly than I should, because this is deadly serious stuff. And if this impeachment goes through, I don't look forward to the reaction. So we have a couple more calls that we'll go to in just a moment. First, I want to go to some videos from yesterday. Actually, this was during the questioning of the Democratic Council that. He was sort of the appointed question asker for the Democrats, and he was absolutely torn apart by Republicans on the committee. And so we'll go to a couple clips here. This first one is from Representative Collins questioning of this gentleman here. Here's the Democratic Council saying, don't worry about how we conduct the investigation. Just believe us, but don't worry about where we got the information. Here it is.
No, we're not going to play that game. No, we're not going to play that game. You're as good as Mr. Burke. You're not going to play that game. You're not answering the question. And every member of the media, everybody here, when you start going into the decorum of this house, when you start looking at members' telephone numbers, you start looking at reporters' telephone numbers, which they ought to be scared about, you took a subpoena for four. And then you decided to play match game. You found numbers that you thought were like, some of them actually didn't exist because they claimed that they were for the White House budget office, and they were not. So we're throwing stories out there because nobody was out there acting. So I go back to my question. Are you going to go on record in front of everybody here today and say that you will not tell who ordered this? You or Mr. Goldman? Mr. Goldman, you or Mr. Schiff?
I am going to go on record and tell you that I'm not going to reveal how we conducted this investigation.
And that's the problem we have with this entire thing. Mr. Schiff said behind closed doors.
I can tell you what the importance is.
I'm done with you for right now.
Man, they really let him have it. And so often, again, it's like, I said it yesterday, when you're sitting in these hearings like I have before, you just have to sit there quietly while Nadler and the Democrats just blatantly lie, or the witnesses just spin their BS like, oh, I'm just a concerned citizen up here just trying to help. And you just sit there and just like you want to yell, you want to do what Owen did, stand up and just go, you treasonous liars, we will not stand for this. And so there's nothing more satisfying than when our representatives actually represent how we feel and shut down these liars in the way that Collins just did and the way that Matt Gaetz has been doing. I'm going to play a longer clip of Matt Gaetz just absolutely destroying this guy, but I don't think we quite have time, so I'll play first this one where Matt Gaetz, he just kept interrupting and just saying things that everybody was thinking. And so immediately after they question this guy, they go to a break, and it was so they could have a press conference. And they did, in fact, have a press conference during that break to reinforce some of what was said before the Republicans could come out and tear it all down. So here's Matt Gaetz speaking out of turn, just no decorum at all, as he calls out the, again, just dishonest machinations of the Democrats. This is clip 13.
The last public opinion poll I saw showed Congress had an approval rating at about 9%. By contrast,
oh, this is a different one.
Muammar Gaddafi had an approval rating at 13%, and his own people dragged him in the streets and killed him. This impeachment process demonstrates the worst in us, and it is depriving us the opportunity to raise our gaze and meet the needs of the American people. Unless you have bipartisan
consensus. Right, hold on, I got to pull this one down, because I got to give this one the time that it deserves, and we'll play that one in full. But let's go to clip 13. This is Matt Gaetz, so they can have a press conference.
Ms. Roby votes no. Mr. Gaetz?
No, this is so they can have a press conference before Mr. Castor gets the chance to offer rebuttal.
Gentlemen,
nobody asked for this break.
The gentleman will suspend. The roll call is in progress.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana?
No.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana votes no. Mr. Biggs?
No.
Mr. Biggs votes no. Mr. McClintock?
No.
Mr. McClintock votes no. Ms. Lesko? Ms. Lesko votes no.
I just like that. It's like, that gavel is like, it's like that signifies that somebody's telling the truth. when Matt Gaetz speaks out of turn and is like, no, I don't want to take a break because this is just so they can have a press conference and try to spin the news in their favor. And as he's saying this, Nadler's banging his gavel. Shut up. Stop saying the truth. Stop talking when we don't want you to say things. So Matt Gaetz is just absolutely killing it yesterday. And we'll play that extended version there where he's talking about, you know, the approval rating of Gaddafi was higher than the Congress when he was, I'm not even going to say how he died, but was, yeah, dragged through the streets by his own citizen. Let's go out to, one of your calls. This is, who's been on for longer. Kevin in New York. Kevin in New York has comment about, the FBI warrant. Kevin, what do you got for me?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, first off, you know, the guidelines that they're using, right? I think when you were talking about it earlier, you mentioned if it was like possibly a detriment to the country or in some way, shape, or form, that was also like a guideline that they were using. Is that correct?
Right. Well, they say the guidelines don't really say anything about protecting the First Amendment or any other constitutionally protected activities. And of course we're talking about the IG report at this point, which again, they're all sort of involved with each other, right? The IG report is about the Russia investigation, which started the impeachment inquiry. So they're all involved, but yeah, it was that the guidelines don't specify, oh, and you can't violate the First Amendment.
Right. Well, I mean, well, not specifically the First Amendment, but if like something was threatening like the stability of, you know, the way
right.
the system is running or whatever, but the thing is that they're kind of incriminating themselves because they're committing all these crimes as they're carrying out their actions. So if I go to the director of the FBI, like, you know, I'm thinking, well, who's really the top of the food chain here? Like, who can I go to, you know, to be the squeaky wheel to get them to wield an iron rod to smash these people to pieces?
Right.
And other than the Lord Jesus, you know, through fasting, I mean, what reason do I have to really expect them to listen to me? I mean, really, the people have the ultimate power. I have the ultimate power. So
in theory, yes.
What the hell, you know, like, what the hell do I do? Or how many people do I have to recruit so that, you know, we systematically, like, you know, get them to come a week, a month, or...
Right. Well, this is the issue. This is why we need to, you know, focus on getting the right people in charge. You know, if everybody on our Congress were people like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Doug Collins. If we had good representation in there who actually were interested in doing oversight and keeping track of what's going on in some of these deep, dark, secretive spy apparatuses, then it would be okay. We would have that representative, and our representatives would have the power to do that. It's the deep state that's capable of being outside of that observation, and that's the entire issue.
Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out at the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow Americans, many of you will have been following the impeachment proceedings brought against me by the Democrats. This political witch hunt is tearing our country apart, and not in a good way. While I truly believe that I'm completely innocent of all charges, I have nonetheless decided to make the following announcement. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What you just heard was not President Trump. It was a deep fake that just went live on the internet yesterday. President Trump did not say
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Now, the audio can fool you, but the video really does. Tune in to us. We'll tell you what's real and what's fake when it's mainstream media that famously has been caught doing thousands of deep fakes like ABC and the supposed Kurd attack footage that was really Knob Creek machine gun shootout, or stuff that Megyn Kelly has done to me with deep fakes. These people are sick. InfoWars has the history of exposing deep fakes, not being involved in them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, still talking about impeachment. Going to go back out to your calls in just a second, but I want to give this clip the due time it deserves. This is Matt Gaetz, and I didn't get to play this yesterday. This happened yesterday, but I didn't get to play because it happened after the David Knight Show ended. So I want to go back and revisit this, because this is Matt Gaetz just absolutely destroying the Democratic Council during the impeachment hearings. And I'm going to let this play for the full 5 minutes that it goes on, because he's so impressive and he's such a capable and admirable leader and representative in Congress. And really, I can't say enough about Matt Gaetz. I do not fawn over politicians easily, I will have you know. And even the ones I like quite a bit, I usually have an issue with. Matt Gaetz may be the only exception. He's even been on InfoWars, so he can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. Although I think he may have apologized for it, which, you know, okay, that's one mark on his record. But in this hearing, he absolutely destroys this guy. And again, I want to, before we even listen to it, this is the best example because there's two people that he's questioning. One is the Democratic counsel lawyer, and then there's another guy. And the pay attention to the dichotomy, to the difference where Matt Gaetz asked the one guy, did you do this? The guy says, nope. And he asks the other guy, did you do this? Well, I may have at some point in my position as a personal, as a private citizen, I often did do blah, blah, and just listen to the lawyer talk, the lawyer speak. We need to outlaw lawyer speak. I don't know how we do that. We'd probably need lawyers, which would make the whole thing complicated. But this roundabout, it's just, you can just tell they're lying and they're dishonest and you can just cut right through it. And this is the beauty of representative democracy or a representative republic. And I always think back, and I mention this all the time, but when Rand Paul was questioning John Kerry years ago about droning in Syria, and he just simply asked him, he wasn't questioning John Kerry, he was questioning a military advisor, expert type person. And he kept saying, is it right that we bomb American citizens without trial? And the guy kept saying, oh, well, the threat matrix we use are blah, blah, blah. And Rand Paul just kept going, shut up, stop. Is it right or is it wrong that we kill an American citizen without due process? And the guy couldn't answer. The guy was incredibly smart. He was the most intelligent person you'd ever seen. He can weave these long, very impressive strings of words that seem to justify what he's saying. But at the end of the day, we don't need that. We don't need a technocracy. We don't need these super smart, well-educated lawyers who can weave these crazy words to make you believe anything. We need straight shooters. We need normal American citizens that got their heads on their shoulders, screwed on straight, and can ask these simple, straightforward questions and get simple, straightforward answers. And it's this running around lawyer talk that has gotten us to the position that we're in now. So this clip is this prime example. So pay attention to the dichotomy between the two answers and especially the answer that the counsel gives to Matt Gaetz' question. Here he is, Matt Gaetz destroying the Democratic counsel yesterday in the impeachment hearings.
The last public opinion poll I saw showed Congress had an approval rating at about 9%. By contrast, Muammar Gaddafi had an approval rating at 13%, and his own people dragged him in the streets and killed him. This impeachment process demonstrates the worst in us, and it is depriving us the opportunity to raise our gaze and meet the needs of the American people. Unless you have bipartisan consensus, impeachment is a divisive issue in the country. Many people would think it's being done for political reasons. Nancy Pelosi, May 2018. And here we are in the most partisan presidential impeachment in American history. Matter of fact, when we opened the inquiry, no Republicans voted with the Democrats. And you even had Democrats voting with us in the only bipartisan vote to shut down this impeachment. And that brings us to your role, Mr. Goldman. Are you here as a partisan advocate for the Democrat position, or are you here as a nonpartisan investigator of the facts?
I'm here to present the report that we did on our investigation, which was totally and completely reliant on the actual evidence that we uncovered, the witness testimony, and the documents.
Are you a partisan?
I am not a partisan.
Mr. Castor, how long have you worked for the House?
Since 2005.
And same question, Mr. Goldman.
For the House? Since earlier this year.
Mr. Castor, do you make political donations?
I don't remember any.
Mr. Goldman, same question. Do you make political donations?
I do, sir. I think it's very important.
Matter of fact, you've given tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats, right?
Sir, I think it's very important to support candidates for office. I think our
have you given
federal,
over $100,000?
Do you mind if
I just want to know the number. I don't really care the basis. Have you given more than $100,000 to Democrats?
You don't care about it?
The basis, I just want the number. So it's tens of
I
think Mr.
I don't
Burke,
know the number.
Do you know how much money Mr. Burke has given Democrats?
I don't know, and I
would
don't
it surprise you if it's more than
$100,000? Mr. Gaetz, I'm here to talk about this report.
So you gave tens
I'm
of thousands,
to
and Mr. Burke
report.
Gave hundreds of, or more than $100,000. Do you think if you'd given more money, you might have been able to ask questions and answer them like Mr. Burke did? I guess it's something you're still pondering. Mr. Castor, have you ever tweeted anything at the president?
No.
Mr. Goldman, same question.
I have made a number of tweets in my private capacity before I came to this job when I was working in the media, yes.
Matter of fact, this is one of those tweets, right? And you
watch
said,
his draw, literally
nothing
draw
in the dossier
right there.
Is proven false. But in fact, the dossier said that there was a Russian consulate in Miami when there isn't. The dossier said that Michael Cohen had a meeting in Prague when he didn't. The dossier said that Michael Cohen's wife was Russian. She's, in fact, Ukrainian. And so, as we sit here today, where you've, I guess, got a tweet mentioning a P-tape, presenting yourself not as a partisan, hired by the Democrats to pursue the president, do you regret this tweet?
Sir, I would be happy to put this investigation up with any of the nonpartisan investigators.
I just want to know if you regret the tweet, Mr. Goldman.
During my 10 years as a federal prosecutor.
Do you regret it?
I hope you read the evidence, and I think you can judge.
You either regret it or you don't regret it, Mr. Goldman. I guess you don't want to answer the question. You know what, Mr. Chairman? Earlier in this hearing, you said in your opening statement that there is nothing more urgent than impeachment right now. This is the most urgent thing we could possibly do. Well, you know what? If you're a senior right now and you can't afford your prescription drugs, that's more urgent than this. If you're a manufacturer wanting to dominate the Western Hemisphere with the passage of the USMCA, that is more urgent. If you're a farmer who wants to open markets so that your family can survive and thrive, that is a lot more urgent than this partisan process. If you're a desperate family member watching someone succumb to addiction, solving the opioid problem, probably more urgent than this partisan impeachment. If you're a member of the next generation, dealing with the challenges of extinction and climate change, a budget that's out of control, driving up the credit card of young people in this country and what they'll have to pay back as a consequence of our poor decisions, likely more urgent. But House Democrats have failed at all of these things. Matter of fact, I'd say the only thing under the Christmas tree for most Americans would be a lump of coal, but I think they're against coal too. The only thing under the Christmas tree for Americans would be impeachment and investigations. I've heard over and over Democrats say that this is all about the president's personal interest and that he abandoned the national interest. And it begs an analysis of how the nation is doing. In November, 266,000 jobs created, 80,000 over the average, 500,000 more manufacturing jobs in the Trump presidency, 700,000 construction jobs. We are doing better than ever before. The American people are thriving. Why won't you help us move along the critical issues that are far more important than your partisan impeachment?
Can't you just hear bald eagles screeching? Don't you just hear the battle hymn of the Republic rising in volume as he speaks? Matt Gaetz is a absolute champion of liberty, and I'm so happy he's sitting up there to provide some semblance of sanity in the clown world that calls itself the U.S. government. So, folks, when we get back, the third hour of the David Knight Show will commence, and we will continue to discuss impeachment. We'll go back out to your phone calls. We also have some fantastic video clips, including our very own Caitlin Bennett in proverbial combat with a Elizabeth Warren supporter. I haven't seen this clip yet, but I've told it's absolutely fantastic. So we'll be showing you that video on the other side. We'll also be discussing, of course, Owen Schroyer's bombshell headline-making interruption of the impeachment shenanigans that happened yesterday, as well as some of the fallout to that, including some sneaky ways that the tech companies are blocking alternative information that was uncovered as a result of some of this, some of the discussion. So we'll get to all of that on the other side, folks. You got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the 12 days of Christmas. You got to do it now. Get these presents in before Christmas. Wrap them up. Give them to your liberal family members and provide them with really high quality products, including 50% off the emergency food supply, which is just delicious. You could just eat it normally if you want, but hey, maybe pack some away in case of an emergency. 50% off the Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off Brain Force Plus, and it all goes to funding what you see here. You are the resistance. You are the InfoWar, and we will be right back.
Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better, and that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air when almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Is the President of the United States above the law?
No person is above the law.
No one 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 is above the law. No one is above the law.
He's certainly not above the law.
Nobody's above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
This President believes he is above the law.
And no one, not even the President, should be above the law.
No one is above the law, and certainly not the President.
Oh, my God.
Again, I'll repeat, no one, not even the President, is above the law.
Oh, my God, do you know what this means? We finally got him.
We have a President who believes he is above the law.
The President is not above the law.
We have a President who believes he's above the law.
He is not, as some people have tried to suggest, above the law.
And the President is declaring himself above the law.
No one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law.
Donald Trump has tried to put himself above the law. And that's not how it works.
That's not how any of this works.
You are above the law.
In my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law.
The American people do not want a president who believes that he is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
We must ensure that no one is above the law.
I mean, dear God, this guy cannot in any way be allowed to be above the law.
This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one.
No one. No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
President Trump and his administration are not above the law.
There is big news that just came out. It looks like Donald Trump may have broken the law.
No one is above the law.
No one, not even
the president,
is above the law.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Adjourn.
That was awesome. That was super good. You can watch that video, of course, at band.video or infowars.com. That was fantastic. Donald Trump, not above the law. I'm just getting this information. Which law? We're not sure about that. Has he broken the law? Well, no, but he's definitely not above it. We are sure of that. And, now I want to go to, this video. This occurred yesterday in the impeachment hearing committee room. When this gentleman, this bearded gentleman, who probably thinks he's above the law, stands up and just absolutely destroys decorum. The decorum may never be the same as Owen Schroyer interrupting Representative Nadler as, Representative Nadler tries to make it known the world over that no one's above the law. Here he is, Owen Schroyer.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you run an impeachment and remove our vote. We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing it because they don't like it. America's wasn't Trump. Trump is innocent.
Good stuff. Of course, he is now out of custody, back free man on the streets. I'm not sure what the latest on that is. Of course, he called into the Alex Jones show yesterday. You can find that video as well, band.video and infowars.com. And then Owen posted this to his Twitter yesterday. Great response piece to the fake news from Vanity Fair. So Vanity Fair writes an article suggesting that basically being well-dressed makes you a Nazi. Basically the fact that Owen Schroyer wears a nice tailored suit with a tie clip and a pocket square, it may be signs of white supremacy, according to Vanity Fair, which is absolutely ridiculous. And then, so National File actually posts a response to this, contacts Owen, points out that Vanity Fair got very basic information wrong about Owen and about the event and just did no journalistic background whatsoever. Here's the craziest part. He posts this National File story. Then Cassandra Fairbanks tries to go to nationalfile.com on her phone, and it says this connection is not private. It may be malicious, and it stops her from going to nationalfile.com claiming it's a virus.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2019. I will be replaced by Tony Arteburn, fantastic radio show host, personal friend, lovely man. You will greatly enjoy him sitting in for David behind this desk tomorrow morning. Savannah Hernandez takes over the war room for Owen Schroyer, who's in D.C. Capturing headlines and striking fear into the heart of the treasonous Democrats. Tony actually gave me this tie, so you can expect some fashionable neckwear tomorrow morning when he's in studio sitting in for David Knight. And, of course, the Alex Jones Show begins in 1 hour, and he will have some fantastic guests. You will not want to miss his breakdown of the IG report and impeachment. We're going to stick on impeachment for just a little bit longer here. There is other news in the world, believe it or not. And so we'll want to get to that, including, I know, be prepared to pick your jaw up off the floor, ladies and gentlemen, the Afghanistan war predicated on lies. What? A war based on lies? What? I can't believe it. I can't believe we got lied into war. I mean, I know it kind of happened in World War II that we knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen, and World War I, the Lusitania wasn't really a passenger ship, and the Spanish-American War may have been a false flag with the USS Maine, and the babies in incubators with the Iraq War was a falsehood for sure. That's the Gulf War. The Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin was also a lie, I hate to admit. And the chemical weapons in Iraq when we went back for the second time, also a lie. But I'm shocked to find out that the Afghanistan War was a lie. I thought for sure that was a war based on truth. Right? So, yes, we will get into that as well when we're done talking about impeachment, as well as some other interesting things about immigration seems to be down, which is a good thing. And we'll hear a very interesting comment from acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, as well as a, I'm told, bombshell video from Caitlin Bennett that I look forward to watching just as much as I hope you do. So we'll watch all of those and more in the following hour. But first, sticking with impeachment, we go out to your phone calls. We have Pastor Sam from Texas, friend of the show, frequent caller, and always a source of information that I was previously unaware of. So Pastor Sam wants to talk about impeachment. Where do you think this is headed, and what do you got for me, Pastor Sam?
Well, first of all, I thought all Caitlin's videos were bombshell.
That's true. I should. Well, she is a bombshell, so naturally all the videos are bombshells as well. So thank you for correcting me, Pastor Sam.
You know, you're going to have to paint something on that armored vehicle. It really needs some nose art now that it belongs to the outfit. Yes, impeachment. Back to business. You know, this American mindset, I really would like to see more Americans travel and get outside the country, because not only do we gain greater appreciation for everything that God's blessed us with, but you can also look back at your own culture and see some things wrong with it. And I'll tell you what, there's so many Americans that just think that they know how to wrestle, and they've never, the minute somebody comes up and throws them in the chokehold, the minute they run into somebody that really knows how to kick, they get the surprise of their life. And this arrogance really has to be put away. You know, what I wanted to say about impeachment is that it is being successful all over the world. Today, the president of Argentina finished his mandate, 4 years, conservative president. And when he was asked how he felt about the incoming communists, he said, I'm going to finish my 4-year term. And I'm the only conservative president to do that in the last 90 years. So there's been numerous conservative presidents elected, but every one of them has been driven from office by wars, riots, bombs falling on the Casa Rosada, they're basically their White House, and impeachment proceedings. And so when we think that this can't happen in America, the archetypes are already laid. And we're being surrounded by nations that are having communist takeovers. And I'll tell you what, when we have a known criminal, like the woman who just took over the vice presidency, who's really Hillary Clinton's twin, so this is Cristina Fernandez, we need to arrest them before they get in charge of the military of a nation. And there are numerous criminals around the world that are in charge of the military of nations. Once they're in at the helm of a nation, of even if it's only 3 million people, or 44 million in the case of Argentina, it's a serious problem. So here Hillary Clinton's clone, over the period of 4 years, her numerous crimes, she could not get thrown in jail. This president tried every day. And what happened? She takes the presidency on the vice presidency, on the presidential ticket, and it's getting ready to happen here. Why America thinks that no attack against us will be successful when these people have been successful around the world. They are honing and practicing their techniques in other nations, and every nation that falls becomes part of the axis of evil. And it's happening here too. I really hope everybody just snaps out of it and wakes up and really gets to work every day. You know, when Owen Schroyer was in there on Capitol Hill, and I don't know if it was Nadler or who it was banging the gavel. These people need to be reminded that every American, we have gavels too. There are things that we can do. We can take steps. But even the info war, and this is why Alex is changing the format right now, because people have even gotten accustomed to the alarm, and nobody can sleep through the alarm clock like an American.
Right. You know, I think you're right, and I think it's almost a blessing and a curse, because in a lot of these countries that you're talking about, and a lot of the uprisings that we're seeing right now as a result of corruption or of, you know, seemingly illegitimate elections from Bolivia to, Argentina, like you mentioned, it's like, you know, in one way we're lucky because we don't have the rioting in the street to the extent that these other countries do. We don't seem to completely collapse in the way that these other countries do. But the same times that that can almost be a curse, because in situations such as this, where impeachment is being wielded in a partisan fashion to undo a duly elect, you know, a duly carried out election, maybe we should be in the streets. Maybe we should be making more of a nuisance. So it's almost a blessing and a curse that we have a government that functions so well that we seemingly don't need to do that. But at the same time, it's true that Americans seem incapable of recognizing the threat that they're under until it may be too late. So I completely agree. And yeah, Pastor Sam bringing the worldwide view to America. And yeah, we do have to understand that this is a serious worldwide conflict that we're in. It's a spiritual conflict that extends beyond borders or any sort of temporal realm to that of the spiritual and the ethereal realm, that we are battling against those who want to control, those who want to dominate, and those who want to exploit the people that they have been charged with protecting and uplifting. So you're absolutely right that we need this this extra-dimensional view as we take things. And just quickly, I want to, you just inspired me, because I've mentioned this before, but it's one of those things that you talk about. Americans need to go out and look around and see the rest of the world. One thing that I've been thinking about recently is, with all of the factionalism and fractionalization of the American population into race or sexuality or whatever it is, it's like at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And when I go to France, you know, and some of my forefathers were from France originally, right? Or Spain or England or wherever my people came from, that, you know, racially or genetically I'm very similar to. But if I go to these European countries and I see an American, it can be a gay black American. We can share no other identity crossover other than the fact that we're American, and I'm still going to be closer to that person. I'm going to probably enjoy that person's company more. I'm going to be a brother with that person in a way that I am not with any other person from any other country. English people, French people, German people, really? Screw that. Give me an American. I don't care race, color, or creed. It's nationality above all else. That's why I say I'm a nationalist, because it's the nation. It's we're all in it together. And if we can realize that and come together and say we all want to work together because we are brothers, we are sisters in this conflict, in this worldwide conflict of freedom versus domination, then maybe freedom can win.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word. Let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Another day, another leftist shows how tolerant they are to conservatives on college campuses. If you watch my videos frequently, it's no surprise how I get treated when I visit a college. Usually I get treated poorly on campuses because crowds form around me, since college students know me as the gun girl. And they all remember me for my graduation photo at Kent State with an AR-10. But most conservative activists on campus don't have that same notoriety. So you would think they might be treated a little better than Caitlin Bennett, right? Wrong. In fact, a number of videos have gone viral recently that tell me I might actually have it pretty lucky in colleges compared to some of these conservative students. Here's a quick look at some of the crazy encounters conservatives have had on college campuses in just the last few weeks. At Binghamton University, a group of conservative students were out on their campus tabling for right-wing organizations when a horde of angry SJWs flipped over their tables, ripped up their signs, and assaulted students.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace!
Shut the up! Get the down!
Just a few days later, liberals at that same university shut down a College Republicans event that featured economist Art Laffer. Liberals in the audience were literally jumping on top of tables and acting like animals, and two people ended up getting arrested. People were arrested at UC Berkeley, where hundreds of leftists protested Ann Coulter. They got violent with event goers and blocked them from being able to go inside. To their credit, at least they didn't set their campus on fire like they did when Milo came a few years back. Again, just days after this, a conservative student at Chico State in California was assaulted by a quirky feminist for holding up an All Lives Matter sign. Just a few days ago, a deranged LGBT activist and bro-choicer, Keaton Hill, assaulted my friend Floyd at Sacramento State and even threatened to kill him. What is up with these colleges in California? Oh, and I think I should mention, he's a huge Elizabeth Warren supporter.
You leave my friends alone, all right?
We'll leave my friends alone.
You'll leave him alone? Dude, do you want to talk to Tom Carroll about this? I'm happy to go.
There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this.
Come on.
What have I done?
You're harassing me.
not okay. That is not okay. You cannot do that. That is battery. That is assault.
Wait for my friend.
Stop.
That motherfucker.
Stop, Henry. It's okay. Look at this. Look at this.
You're gonna end up look dead.
Look at this.
Henry, it's okay.
Guys, I need you guys to step aside and just
look at that.
Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. It's all right.
I'm good.
All right.
I need to.
It's all right. All right, take a deep breath. I know. You have every right to report.
I'm good.
I'm sorry about that, Floyd.
No, you're good. It's okay. I can defend myself.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't ask. Are you okay as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sure this is
He's so unstable.
It turns out this wasn't even the first time Keaton attacked Floyd. Here's a video from earlier this year.
Fascist, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? You need to stop. You need to leave.
You're a moron, just like Robert.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare! Don't you dare pick up that rock! Don't you dare!
Come on, stop! Stop!
Stop, guys! Don't pick anything up! Don't pick anything up!
Stop! Stop! Come on!
Stop.
Come on,
stop. Okay. At this time, can someone please call campus police for me? Campus police here.
The morning after I uploaded Floyd's video to Twitter, Keaton posted this bizarre video to his Facebook page addressed to me.
Hey, Caitlin, I pooped my pants at a college party, Bennett. I just wanted to let you know that this Keaton wants to let you know that you're a bitch, and I don't give a fuck about you, and I don't give a fuck about Donald Trump, and I don't give a fuck about any of you Republicans that want to shame me for being the proud gay man that I am. You can try to shame me and say that I have AIDS all you want, but you can kiss my butt. Alright? Night, night.
What these videos don't show is what led up to this moment. One day before this incident took place, Keaton was on a Facebook thread wishing death on someone's child with cancer, all because their family member is pro-life. After seeing a pro-life article in the thread, he said, "That article is a bunch of crap. I hope that kid on your page dies of whatever cancer they have. Have a nice life." Yikes. I reached out to Keaton after he left this comment and said Liberty Hangout was going to publish a story on it. His response? "If you post that, I will sue your ass until you can't effing walk. I absolutely promise you that." And you know he's really serious because then he said, "It's illegal for you to publish that without my permission. I'm in law school, honey." I guess I'll see you in court, Keaton. His violent outburst the next day was very predictable considering Keaton also said to me, "I have a variety of mental health issues, so it's not going to look very good when you come after me." Well, boy, it didn't take a doctor to figure that one out. Then Keaton showed why these problems are so prevalent in California when he said to me, "It's so funny that you think you're going to ruin my life or something. All of my friends are liberal, my employers are liberal, my family is full of liberals. This legit isn't going to do anything to me." You know, you're right, Keaton. Your pink-haired friends won't do anything to you because they applaud this type of deranged behavior and outburst towards people with different political opinions. But maybe prison will. Say hi to Bubba for me.
You can kiss my butt. All right? Night, night.
I'm like short, angry man. It's just, oh man. He's like the Democratic Party. He's like progressives sort of embodied. He's like their avatar, their mascot practically, because, you know, that's the energy. That's the energy that pervades the Democratic Party, is just this like weak, angry, tiny man, like threatening and hitting guys who are way bigger and stronger than him. And the only reason he's not literally like gasping for breath on the air, you know, or on the ground with a, you know, in a puddle of blood, is because the conservatives just don't care that much and just don't do to him they don't do to him what he does to them. So, you know, thank God for the patience of conservatives. And how long is that going to last? Folks, you know the amazing thing about InfoWars? It's sort of the one-stop shop for the greatest political activists at work right now. Owen Schroyer just absolutely destroying the impeachment proceedings and dominating the headlines. Caitlin Bennett out there making bombshell after bombshell report. Savannah Hernandez sitting in for Owen today on The War Room. And, of course, Alex Jones and the whole InfoWars operation. You support all of it by going to InfoWarsStore.com. One-stop shop, folks.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
My fellow Americans, many of you will have been following the impeachment proceedings brought against me by the Democrats. This political witch hunt is tearing our country apart, and not in a good way. While I truly believe that I'm completely innocent of all charges, I have nonetheless decided to make the following announcement. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What you just heard was not President Trump. It was a deep fake that just went live on the internet yesterday. President Trump did not say
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Now, the audio can fool you, but the video really does. Tune in to us. We'll tell you what's real and what's fake when it's mainstream media that famously has been caught doing thousands of deep fakes, like ABC and the supposed Kurd attack footage that was really Knob Creek machine gun shootout, or stuff that Megyn Kelly has done to me with deep fakes. These people are sick. InfoWars has the history of exposing deep fakes, not being involved in them.
Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 10th of December, 2019. Of course, we began this show talking about the IG report and breaking down some of the subtle ways in which the government covers up for itself and protects itself. But of course, the whole show sort of went off the rails when the Democrats were introduced two articles of impeachment. And we've been discussing that, and we will continue to do so. I want to go to this video of Kevin McCarthy. He's the minority leader, and he has a response to impeachment, and we want to go to that now. Here he is, Kevin McCarthy.
Good morning. You know, back in 2016, the Democrats called those who supported Donald Trump deplorables, and now they're trying to disqualify their votes. Democrats still cannot get over the fact that the president won the election and they lost. Just last week at this podium, Nancy Pelosi went to point out that they created a timeline to impeach President Trump that she said started 2.5 years ago. Many of you know of this timeline because once they took the majority, they had to decide who would become chairs of their committee. The impeachment committee of the judiciary, who could win? Jerry Nadler campaigned on that he would be the very strongest member to lead a potential impeachment. On the day of swearing in, these new freshmen that gave him the majority, a mere few hours after being sworn in, Congresswoman Tlaib proclaimed, "We are going to impeach the mother." You had Al Green admitting that the Democrats have true fears if they do not impeach President Trump, that he would win re-election. And now and today, we watched them introduce two articles of impeachment. They changed the course of Congress to take away due process for any point of where we are. It is the fear that Alexander Hamilton had that came to fruition in this Congress. I just hope no Congress ever repeats what we're going through today. They have a lot of members on their side very concerned, because from the moment they started impeachment and letting the American public see what they believed and keep changing the term of what they thought was out there, it has been falling in the polls. If you need any more evidence of how unpopular impeachment is, watch the two press conferences today. After announcing impeachment within less than an hour, the speaker finally relented and said she would bring USMCA up. She has held it for more than a year, making America weaker in our negotiations with China. Our number one and number two trader, Mexico and Canada, was being held up within our own agreement. But those who are vulnerable in this vote for impeachment continuing to make the argument, as the rest of America was too. At no time when she would bring this bill up would there ever fear of it not passing. But the only reason she would finally relented is because of the unpopularity of impeachment itself. We watched in a hearing a Democrat constitutional scholar that did not vote for President Trump say this was the weakest, the thinnest, the fastest impeachment in the history of America. He then went to say if there was an abuse, it'd be abuse on the Democrats to move forward. The Speaker must not have listened to that hearing. If the Speaker had only waited 48 hours to release of the transcript, America would not be put through the nightmare. If the Speaker would pause and read the IG report, the Inspector General, to thank in a place of America that we would have a law enforcement agency spy on a presidential campaign in more than 51 instances, not hold up to the rule of law or change all the information and evidence to be able to move forward on something they knew or should have known was not true, is a sad day for America. But to compound that with the idea just because you created a timeline to impeach a president that you disliked, you ignored facts. We would never be here if they paid attention to the facts or the hearings. This is not a day that America will be proud about. It's not a day that history will write that anybody wants to repeat. Alexander Hamilton warned us that this day would come, that a majority would use their political power just for politics, even though we all raise our hands to uphold the Constitution. I just hope no Congress, no regardless who's in the majority, will ever take us down this path again. We have such great potential in this nation, but to have wasted a majority on this is an embarrassment to this Congress. Questions? Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Does it make it harder to defend excellent. The president when his personal...
That was excellent. He continues to go on and answer questions. That was Representative Kevin McCarthy. He's the House Minority Leader. And, he is treating this with the true solemnity it deserves. He understands the weight of history that hinges on this moment and just how off the rails the entire thing can go if we give over to the tyranny of the majority that Alexander Hamilton talked about. That's absolutely great. Kevin McCarthy there, House Minority Leader. That's absolutely fantastic. I want to go out to one more call about impeachment. In the next segment, I'm going to give you some headlines that you might find interesting that have nothing to do with impeachment and the IG report. So stay tuned for that. But let's stick with impeachment for the time being. This is Jefferson in Virginia, regular caller. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. What do you got?
Good morning. Morning, Harrison. Great show again.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Your first caller indicated that the president's in a more precarious political situation than we realize when you mentioned the Federal Reserve passing around Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's because if only 70 senators are present for the conviction vote, if the quorum's only 70 senators, then the Democrats could actually convict him with 47 votes, two-thirds mm-hmm. of the quorum of those present. It's not about the 100 senators. It's not about 67 votes. It's about the two-thirds of whoever's there.
Interesting. Okay, so this is so, and is 70 the cutoff for them to have a quorum?
No, 51 is the quorum cutoff. But if only 70, so 30 Republicans manage not to be there for some reason or another, then the Democrats, the minority, could actually convict him under the rules. That's how messed up it is.
And I think the count as of yesterday was something like 35 of them said they would vote to convict, and only 19 had said they were stalwartly on the not convict side. Have you seen anything about that? What do you think just the sheer numbers are, say, if all the senators show up? Do you think, what do you think the numbers play out in that case?
Well, I think it's a far less dangerous situation in that situation because the senators don't want to be on the record voting against the Republican president. They know there'd be a backlash in their districts or states. But for years, the mainstream media will keep saying, 67 votes are required. It's much like the fake filibuster where they tell you it's always 60 votes, blah, blah, blah. But we never hone in on the reality that if for some godforsaken reason 30 Republican senators just don't happen to be there, then the president's in really real jeopardy. And that's another reason why he has to stay in the good graces of the Senate. He has to do less than we would like him to just to keep the Senate from turning against him on any number of reasons.
Well, yeah, and so that's my question. What do you think the likelihood that takes place is? Because it's great that we recognize this threat and realize that this might be one of the reasons that they want to get it done over Christmas to have this 70-person cutoff. But, would McConnell allow this? Would Mitch McConnell allow this? I mean, Republicans are in charge of the Senate, so do you think this is something that they would allow to happen, or do they have mechanisms to prevent this?
Well, I mean, it would be a traitorous thing for Mitch McConnell to actually fall into this trap but it might physically happen without his control of it going on. If he convenes the Senate and has more than 51 senators there, it's a quorum. And if he thinks he has 100 there, but 30 of them suddenly step out of the room and are no longer present, then he can't control that.
Oh, man, and we cannot underestimate the machinations and slithery ways of the Democrats. They could, if anybody could pull it off, it's them. They're snakes. More on the other side.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out at the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What a world, ladies and gentlemen. What a world we find ourselves in. Of course, the top story of the day is impeachment. I want to read this quote from Tim Pool that I think is well put. He says, in what may be the stupidest moment in U.S. history, Democrats announced articles of impeachment 1 hour before announcing the USMCA, handing a major victory to Trump, days after a report showing massive job and economic growth and growing opposition to impeachment in swing states. So doesn't that sum it up quite nicely, just how desperate the Democrats are that they're willing to make such a terrible decision and have such terrible timing and yet still pass the USMCA, in hopes of clinging on to some sort of evidence that they're actually doing something and they aren't just solely focused on impeachment. And I think it's pretty obvious that the reason they came out with impeachment today is because the IG report came out yesterday. I think that's fairly obvious that they want to dominate the headlines with their own narrative rather than allow a bunch of media people and politicians to spend a lot of time focused on and paying attention to the rather damning ID report, once you get through the lawyer talk, that is. But we're going to move on to some other stories here. Some of the headlines at Infowars.com. I'll just give you some headlines here, and you can go find the stories yourself at Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and often videos on band.video. And folks, if you can support us and go to InfowarsStore.com, we thank you, and that's how we keep this boat afloat and how we keep sending people like Owen Schroyer out to dominate the headlines, or Caitlin Bennett out to expose the insanity on college campuses, or Millie Weaver, or any of us. It all happens through InfowarsStore.com, so we do support that. But hey, if you don't have the money, can't quite afford it, sharing the link, sharing those links on social media, just sharing the information itself and helping us get the word out is just so helpful as well. So thank you for that. And so on Infowars.com, we have this headline: Disney Plus promotes transgender 12-year-old boy in Marvel series. Quote, it's really important to have a transgender kid in one of these companies. Is it, though? Is it important to have a 12-year-old transgender boy named Rebecca? I guess it is. Mighty Rebecca, it's called. Focus on Rebecca Bruchoff and his mother, her mother, it's confusing, Jamie. And, of course, Jamie is fully supportive. It shows you how to be an ally and be supportive of your child castrating themselves. And, of course, his father is a Christian pastor who also supports the child's transition from male to female. So, you know, they're just going full bore on propaganda and psychological manipulation here by choosing to make the father a Christian pastor who's just in full support of the transgender agenda for children, no less. Next headline, a global survey finds UK teens least likely to think that their life has clear meaning and purpose. So the UK, you know, one, United Kingdom, right, the former British Empire, sun never set, just, you know, second only to the Roman Empire in terms of pure domination of the world, just the envy of the world at one time. Now their children literally just are bastardized. I realize this is the best word for what's going on in the country right now, in the West right now, in the world over right now. It's bastardization, bastardized, to be robbed of your history, to be robbed of your meaning, of your place in life, to be bastardized. That is what is going on. Deracinated, there's another good word for it. So, and of course, we know that basically anything can be lived through with a purpose. If you're in World War One and you believe that you're fighting for the side of goodness and freedom and whatever, if you have a purpose like that, if you're fighting something, heck, you can live in a trench where there's always 6 inches of water at your feet. You can get trench foot and not be able to sleep. You can go through hell and maintain not just your life, but maintain good spirits and make jokes and laugh. You can actually feel fulfilled and purposeful in the worst and most dire situations if you have a purpose. If you have something to live for, and if your life you feel has meaning, you can live through anything. But you could be, you know, just living in comfort in a palace. But if you are robbed of your life meaning, if you're robbed of any place in history, and robbed of any ability to, you know, exert your will on the real world and actually affect reality with your own decisions, then you're going to be miserable. Doesn't matter how comfortable you are, you're going to be miserable. And you're going to look for something to give your life meaning. And that's probably going to be something easy and quick and degenerate like sex or drugs. And that's why we see the collapse of the youth at large in Western countries. So that story there from Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Global survey finds UK teens least likely to think my life has clear meanings. The subtitle there, most happy countries are also the most religious. And, of course, you can find that at Summit News as well. Another headline from Infowars.com that we've seen coming, and it is here. parents lose custody of 15-year-old daughter for refusing to allow sex change. Quote, it's as if they had killed our child. Yeah, your child is the victim of a society hell-bent on destroying their basis for reality, their ability to comprehend existence, and to mutilate themselves in the hope that it will somehow bring meaning to their heretofore utterly meaningless lives. This headline is from the Washington Post, surprisingly enough. Memo from 1990's pollution case shows Elizabeth Warren in action as corporate consultant. So Elizabeth Warren is just hypocrisy manifest. She is the hypocrite. It's absolutely incredible. So, hey, thanks for Washington Post for that rare glimpse of impartiality. Wait, did I say impartiality? I'm sorry. They're just desperate to get Joe Biden in place, so they're going to destroy anybody who stands up against him. But, yeah, Elizabeth Warren served Monsanto, has been a corporate consultant for her whole life. She is a completely false progressive and socialist. Not that those are good things, but, you know, being a liar is also a bad thing. This from the Wall Street Journal. In a reversal, fewer migrants are arrested at the border. Arrests of people crossing the southern border has plummeted by 75% since May, marking one of the most dramatic drops in recent history and a sign that policy changes by the Trump administration and Mexico are reducing migration to the U.S. There it is, folks, your ray of sunshine for the day. The migrant operations being pursued by President Trump and the Republicans may, in fact, be having a noticeable difference, and that is a wonderful thing. And on that note, I want to go to this video. It's a short one, but this is Acting Commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Bureau. This is Mark Morgan talking about ending the child separation policy. Let's put it that way. Let's play this clip.
Do not put your hands in the lives of smugglers. They are lying to you. The era of catch and release is done. Coming to this country with a child is no longer going to be a passport in the United States. That is done.
Done. We're done. It's over. Thank God. So that's a little bit of good news, a little ray of sunshine for you, a little silver lining on the thundercloud above our heads. Ayanna Pressley pushes $2.5 billion bill to abolish discipline in public schools because too many blacks are suspended or expelled. And this is just, and she, in this picture, she's wearing a necklace with pearls the size of jawbreakers, which is not a thing. Pearls don't exist that big, so God knows what she's wearing. But this is the policy that was responsible for Parkland. I'm going to go ahead and remind you. It's called the Ending Pushout Act. And no, it's not an anti-abortion bill, believe it or not, or a pro-abortion bill, I should say. The Ending Pushout Act aims to stop discriminatory punishment practices that, quote, criminalize black and brown students, push them out of school, and exacerbate the school-to-prison pipeline. Those are pretty much the exact words that were used to justify the program that allowed a kid like the kid who shot up Parkland to go unpunished when they repeatedly broke the law. Because they want to stop that school to prison pipeline. Well, the issue is not the discipline. The issue is the behavior. And this is just one of those foundational misunderstandings that lead us down the road to ruin. So those are some headlines. You can find those at Infowars.com. Please go to Infowars store to support everything that we do here. Alex Jones Show begins in mere minutes. You're not going to want to go anywhere to see his breakdown of the IG report and impeachment. Savannah Hernandez takes over for Owen Schroyer on the War Room today at 3. She's doing a great job. Of course, Owen Schroyer is in Washington, D.C. making waves, and the rest of our reporters are out doing their best to bring you the truth, unfiltered, unvarnished, and focused only on human liberty and human freedom worldwide. This has been Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Tony Arterburn sits in tomorrow. Join us in the morning. Thank you so much for being with us. The Alex Jones Show begins right now.